Excuse me, Mr. Vaughn. May I have a word? A slight man in an open-collared pink polo shirt and khakis stepped into Gibson's line of sight. One of those men who had somehow gone through life without developing a single muscle and looked like he'd been made on a taffy puller. Gibson looked him over. Boat shoes, check. Whale belt, check. Requisite pair of Ray-Bans hanging from the V-neck of his shirt, check. Half man, half preppy flamingo. Gibson took a step to his left to keep the restroom in view. Can I help you with something? Gibson said, making no effort to mask his irritation. Mr. Vaughn, my name is Christopher Burke. I was hoping for a minute. The flamingo looked to be in his early 30s, although his thinning blonde hair had mostly surrendered the fight and retired to the barbershop floor. Are you serious right now with this? I'm at a game with my kid. I'm aware, and I sincerely apologize for the intrusion. It couldn't wait. Maybe you've heard of email? It's pretty snappy these days. Faster than following a guy to a baseball game. We'd prefer to keep this off the record. Gibson gave the man a sidelong glance. Now I'm really not interested. Enjoy the game. A second man stepped aggressively into the conversation. Gibson had seen him earlier, but hadn't connected the two men on the busy concourse because, apart from both being white, they could not have been more different. The second man was an inch or two shorter, but looked hard where the flamingo was soft, contemptuous where the flamingo was conciliatory. He looked quick and wiry strong, a fighter. His DNA was missing the gene for growing an actual beard, but, undeterred, he had let a patchwork scruff grow in that gave him a trashy, feral look. A swirling tattoo emerged from his black t-shirt, ran up his neck, and disappeared behind his left ear. He looked like a broken shard from a shattered glass, the one you missed after sweeping up and found only with your bare feet in the dark on the way to somewhere else. Not a man that Gibson wanted around Ellie, and he hoped to be done with these two before she finished her business in the restroom. Just give this prick the envelope, the shards.